Did you know that two members of Congress are now pushing a law that would install Zionist-run thought police on universities across America, on campus? These would be speech monitors, and their job is to monitor people's speech and thoughts for anything that could be anti-Semitic. And no, this is not a parody. This is not a joke. This is real-life 1984 Orwellian, you know, thought police state run by the Zionists and the ADL, and it's all being done to protect the genocide of Israel, which is a Zionist regime of murderous lunatics who are, of course, systematically killing, just exterminating the Palestinian people. But if you say that, well, you might be expelled from college. You might be arrested at some point. Who knows? That's what they're pushing for. I mean, Israel wants to criminalize anyone who criticizes Israel. And that's how they've gotten away with all their crimes since, well, at least 1948 with the Nakba, is they've always played the victim. Oh, we were victimized in the Holocaust, and therefore they claim they can commit a Holocaust against anybody they want. And you can't say anything against it because they're the victims. Oh, they're good at playing victims. But what they really do is they victimize everybody else around them. And now they want to turn America into an Orwellian thought police state. And they're playing all kinds of tricks to try to carry this out as well. And the GOP is going along with it. And a lot of conservatives, a lot of influencers, a lot of conservative publishers like Breitbart.com are all in with the Zionists. They're run by the Zionists. And you're starting to see claims that, well, the college, you know, student protests, well, they're endorsed by Hamas. Therefore, the saying goes, you've heard this from senators, therefore, the college protests are acts of terrorism. Therefore, well, they can use warrantless FISA surveillance on the students because, you know, hey, that act was passed by, well, Democrats and Republicans and Speaker Johnson in order to spy on terrorists. And here we go. Here's a bunch of terrorists. They're students and staff. You know, your economics professor might be a terrorist, right? This is what it is now. So if you've ever wondered how exactly would all these laws be weaponized against you and against innocent people, well, this is it. If you just say free Palestine, suddenly you're designated a terrorist and they use the entire deep state weaponized surveillance system against you. While Israel cheers, by the way, and the Zionists cheer. Isn't it amazing how evil Zionism has turned out to be? I mean, I know at first that a lot of people, including myself, we felt very sorry for Israel after October 7th because of the Hamas attack. And then Israel's response to that, which was initially described as self-defense, then they began just bombing the smithereens out of Gaza and, you know, killing 5,000, 10,000, 15,000, 20,000 civilians, women and children, bombing hospitals, bombing universities. You're like, wait a second. This isn't self-defense. This is genocide. In fact, it's Gerald Celente who was asking on Twitter just yesterday, I believe. He said, well, how long before Israel starts bombing U.S. universities? And yeah, he's got a point, because they will claim, well, there might be Hamas on campus, you see. So have to bomb the U.S. universities just like they bombed the universities in Gaza, which they did. So let me just say this for the record. Anybody out there, especially any conservative who claims to believe in freedom of speech or liberty or pro-life, if you are still supporting Israel, there's something wrong with your head. You cannot possibly support Israel and still have any principles whatsoever. I mean, unless your principles are Satanism and death and destruction and human suffering. Yeah, if those are your principles, then Israel's your country. Zionism, that's your thing. Yeah. But if you're a person who believes in life, liberty, happiness, freedom, due process, you know, like not bombing children to death, not killing people, well, then you can't support Israel, because Zionism is utterly incompatible with human civilization. If Zionism succeeds, then humanity fails. And for humanity to succeed, Zionism's violence and arrogance must be stopped. That's how dangerous Zionism is to our world. And Israel, far from being America's greatest ally, is actually America's worst enemy, most dangerous enemy. Because Israel wants to drag America into World War III. Israel wants American soldiers to die on the battlefield with Iran. Because Israel wants to slaughter everybody around them. They want to kill the Lebanese. They want to kill the Jordanians, many of whom are, of course, Palestinians. They want to kill the Iraqis. They want to kill the Iranians. They want to kill, you know, frankly, all the Turks. Look, Israel just wants to slaughter everybody around them and then take all their land and take all their resources. This is imperial colonization, you know, apartheid style. It's apartheid in the Middle East. And anybody who supports that is supporting absolute evil. And that includes, you know, Governor Greg Abbott of Texas and Senator Ted Cruz of Texas and, you know, Ron DeSantis of Florida. You thought these people were good people? Well, that was before October 7th. It's funny how when Hamas attacked Israel, then the conservatives attacked Americans and began to destroy and assault Americans' civil liberties. Isn't that interesting? So the GOP is doing to America what Israel is doing to Gaza. Just as Israel enslaves the Palestinian people in an open-air prison called Gaza, where everything is tightly controlled and you're not allowed to have food unless they give you permission to have the food. You're not allowed to have electricity unless they give you permission. You're not allowed to have a job unless they give you permission and so on. You're not allowed to travel without permission. That's what the GOP is doing to America. Republicans, conservatives, they are almost all in with the Zionists and they're turning America into Gaza. That's why there are so many American military technology companies, by the way, that are testing surveillance tech and anti-personnel tech with the IDF. It's a giant experiment. It's a laboratory of extermination to see how quickly they can exterminate an entire ethnic group of people because, of course, they're going to unleash those same things against you. That's what this is about. They're going to unleash it against you. So the whole philosophy of Zionism is a philosophy of extermination. It's just going to be expanded to have a larger role so that there's a, you know, broad extermination of all kinds of people, not just Palestinians, but Americans and, you know, Europeans and white people and so on. So if you're supporting Israel today, you're supporting your own destruction, your own extermination. You're supporting genocide, not just against the Palestinian people, you're supporting genocide against yourself. If you support Israel, you're committing suicide. You might as well just take Israel out of the loop and just go get it done yourself, you know? Why wait for Israel to kill you? The Zionists want to enslave everybody that disagrees with them. They want to silence anybody who criticizes them. They want to have the unique global monopoly, the right, which they say is given to them by God, to kill anybody they want at any time for any reason. And Netanyahu says that even if he is indicted by the International Criminal Court, he will reject it, he will ignore it, and he will continue to commit genocide. I mean, I'm paraphrasing, but that's essentially what he said. There may be an indictment from the ICC coming down against Netanyahu and Ben-Gvir and all the other lunatics there. They should be indicted. They should be arrested by maybe a team of Navy SEALs or something. Go in there and get them. Hold them accountable for their crimes against humanity, and halt the Zionist murderous regime that is just inflicting massive pain and suffering all over the world, including now targeting U.S. students. So, and the slogan, Free Palestine, that's the same kind of slogan that most American conservatives would support if it were free anything, free Texas, free America, free humanity. So why do they oppose it when it's Free Palestine? Oh, because they're in with the Zionists, a bunch of murderous, genocidal, lunatic war criminals. Zionists are the most evil people on the planet. Way more evil than communists or even fascists, because they are themselves fascists, of course. Zionism is a scourge upon this planet. And the Zionist philosophy of death and destruction needs to be halted permanently. If we are to live in peace, we have to learn to live in peace together. We have to learn to not kill our neighbors. Zionism is incompatible with peace on earth. Zionism is incompatible with human civilization. End Zionism, and then humanity has a future. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com and brighteon.com. Take care. All right, we've got Gerald Celente coming up in a few days here on brighteon.com. And Gerald Celente, in case you don't know, I mean, he's a legend of financial analysis and geopolitical analysis, understanding energy and commodities and everything that's going on in the world that will affect your assets, your money, your life savings. And did you know he's got a journal? It's called Trends Journal. The website is trendsjournal.com. And here at Brighteon, we have now partnered with Gerald Celente. If you go to trendsjournal.com and you subscribe to his journal using discount code RANGER, then you will get 10% off. You just click on subscribe right here. You can subscribe to the Trends Journal and use discount code RANGER. You'll save 10%. That is an affiliate deal. It helps support this platform in a small way, but it's a great value for you. The tiny amount of money that you might spend on Trends Journal, believe me, you will save your assets who knows how many times over, thousands of times over probably, if you have any amount of money at all. Because Gerald Celente has been right again and again, more than anybody I know, in being able to call the shots on what's coming financially. He called the 2008 housing, the subprime mortgage collapse. He called the dot-com collapse, and he knows exactly what's going on right now. I mean, he doesn't have a crystal ball, but he's got wisdom. He's got experience. So he's able to help you protect and secure your assets through risk-reducing strategies that, you know, mainstream media won't even talk about. They don't even know. And most financial advisors don't know this information either. So check it all out at trendsjournal.com. Again, use discount code RANGER. Save 10% on your subscription. Help support this platform. And take advantage of the incredible experience and wisdom and strategies that Gerald Celente can bring you. You will thank him as the collapse accelerates. Trust me on that point. Thank you for watching.